The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattman, with you on this ninth day of August. You had to check the clock, didn't you? Ninth day of August 2016. Thanks for trying to keep me straight. John Whitehead, I posted this on republicbroadcasting.org. I've interviewed John Whitehead, I guess this was, a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months. Time has been flying because we've been having so much fun. You know, this is the guy that he was co-counsel on the Paula Jones sexual harassment lawsuit against Clinton. He's been all over the place. They hardly interview this guy anymore. That's because the news has gone totally pre-digested, pre-packaged pablum. I hope you're paying attention to the news cycle of the news, and that's not to report any. And I'm being not facetious or sarcastic. I am being serious. This guy was all over the place. Crossfire, O'Reilly Factor, CNN, Larry King, Nightline, Dateline, Today Show, Good Morning, Evening News, CBS This Morning, This Week with Sam and Cokey, Rivera Live, not Michael Rivera. Burden of Proof, Late Edition. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's another paragraph of where this guy's appeared. Well, he's an attorney, handles constitutional issues. But all of a sudden, it's like this guy doesn't exist. He has not gone anywhere. He used to be a very valuable asset to the media, but no longer. And I'll tell you the reason why. Because he, like many other Americans in this country, are saying, you know what, the hell with the foo-foo and the pablum out there. Things are serious. Present-day circumstance demand your attention and action. You know, just a rhetorical question to this listening audience. How are you all doing out there? You feeling good about America? You feeling good about yourself? You feeling good about your children or their future? And one of these days, I'm just going to open up the phones on the question, what happens if Donald Trump doesn't get in office? Which the answer to that question is going to be discovered in exactly 90 days. And no matter what the downside or the detraction is about Donald Trump, you can times that by 3, and he'd be better than Hillary by 10 times. No joke. Technocracy is a totalitarian system of economic tyranny, run by scientists and engineers, that's being implemented worldwide. Now, the most efficient means of societal control is not the legislative process. It is authoritative control, or authoritarian, if you will, control. And this article clearly depicts the radical transformation of law enforcement. John Whitehead starts as follows, and he makes 10 points here. And it's going to address a lot of what I've been talking about. Where in the hell is this militarization of the police, and more importantly, their attitude, where is it coming from? Why is it not being checked? Why is it not being reversed? And I have coined the situation as being mission creep, where what you do is you go out and hire vets, been in combat, bring them back to the United States, indoctrinate them into the newest police policy, and let them maintain their attitude as if they're almost standing on a foreign soil in a battlefield situation, where everything and anything or anybody at any time can kill you. Now, you want to put a pucker factor in a cop's back pocket, that's one of them. And then what have they been saying all of these years, folks, to these cops? Your number one priority when you go out on the streets is to get home safe. Why are they being so paranoid? Because they're being made to be paranoid. Can't trust anybody, anything? Oh, look how wacko things are going. Yeah, let's, for a few seconds, let's talk about those wacko things that have been going on. In Dallas last month, what did we see? One guy with a rifle popping cops. Now, did they use one of their mind-resistant armored personnel people carrier? No. This guy was such a threat. We're going to take one of these little mobile robots, complete with camera. We're going to put a pound of C4 there, and we're going to blow the crap out of this suspect. There's not going to be anything left. Oh, and they're being demonstrated. Look at all this anarchy on the streets. Look at all these crazy people with guns. Nightclub, Florida. Where have all the subsequent stories gone, folks? Where have they gone? Now, you and I both realize that when a media gets a story, they'll keep bringing it up and running it through the mill and asking for opinion and have paneled opinion and then open up the tweet and the Twitters and whatever else. They'll keep that sucker going and they'll milk it for every drop. There's an old saying in the media, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, since the alternative media turned up so many inconsistencies on this nightclub shooting, the stories have up and disappeared. And evidently, the Saheed character, his daddy, is so comfortable he shows up in Florida yesterday at one of Hillary Clinton's rallies. Yeah, he fears for his safety, okay, yeah. He's connected to the government, for God's sakes. They thought they had somebody that, we'll just use your kid here, and yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a scam. The whole freaking thing was nothing but one gigantic play-acting exercise. And you were led to believe that 49 people were murdered in cold blood. They lied. So you can see the obvious reasons why we would just, oh God, they're awake out there. They caught up to us. So no. Let's just go around, get all the statements, warn and threaten anybody and everybody not to talk to the media. And they haven't. And let's just leave this little exercise, go down the memory hole. Yes, maybe people will forget about it. In a pig's eye. You traitorous, treasonous sons of bitches. It is now start. It is the starting time, I should say, to call a spade a spade. Obviously, I'm a little worked up here. I've been reading this article and subsequent linked articles to this, and I couldn't agree with this man more. So I'm going to try to get through this thing with as little comment of my own as possible, but I don't know if that's going to be possible. I'm kind of this passionate character behind the microphone that the only damn thing he wants to be is left alone. That he wants his own life back. He wants his own freedom and his liberty back. His right not to be spied on and treated as I'm some kind of criminal until I'm vetted by whatever agency that's casting an eye to prove myself innocent of whatever I'm suspected of. Which is not a damn thing. Over 25 years, ladies and gentlemen, if I expressed any criminality in any shape, form, or fashion, don't you think these characters would have come down hard on me since I'm behind this microphone? And I've got the ability to not only speak, but bring others forward to speak as well, to give them a platform. This has got me angry. Remember what I have said in the past. Notice I said me, not you. Just me. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. By Jiminy, if it doesn't work for me, how in the hell is it going to work for you? How is it going to work for your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your cousin, the future generations yet to be born in this country? Where is it coming from? And you're sitting by and you're watching this once great and proud nation, proud for a reason. Because it was the best system of government that had ever been instituted by men. That didn't grant or afford, it simply recognized that we are children of God and God hates slavery. Basically. So over a period of years, a little chip here out of the foundation of freedom, a little chip there out of the foundation of liberty. Let's obfuscate, let's confuse, let's fear, let's panic. Let's get everybody turned against each other. This is one of the reasons when Tony in Chicago called me last week, I cut him off because he started with the black-white crap. And that's what it is crap. It is a bomb, a ticking bomb that was constructed many, many years ago and kept alive for a purpose of split and division in our culture and our society by breeding an inferior culture. Ticking time bomb. Tick, tick, tick. I haven't even gotten into this article yet. Just keep that question in the back of your mind. What are you going to do if Hillary Clinton gets in? I'll tell you what, on January 1, I'm going to be starting to talk about the Second American Revolution. And they'll have to come in and shut me down. Because if that happens, there is no future for this country. All the years, all the presidents, all the previous generations, all that have lived and died with a great hope of tomorrow will be better. Because we're Americans. Because God granted us our rights, not some government run by men. They're only there to screw it up. John Whitehead writes, he says, in that split second of deciding whether to shoot and where to aim, that officer has appointed himself judge, jury, and executioner over a fellow citizen. When an officer fires a killing shot at a fellow citizen, not once or twice, but three and four and five times, he's no longer a guardian of the people. He is acting as a paid assassin. In so doing, he has short-circuited a legal system that was long ago established to protect against such abuses by government agents. These are hard words, I know, but hard times call for straight talk. We've been dancing around the issue of police shootings for long, too long. But we're about to crash headlong into some harsh realities if we don't do something to ward off disaster. You'd better get ready. It's easy to get outraged when police wrongfully shoot children, old people, an unarmed citizen watering their lawns or tending to autistic patients. It's harder to rouse the public's ire when the people getting shot and killed by police are suspected of criminal activities or armed with guns and knives, yet both scenarios should be equally reprehensible to anyone who values human life or due process and the rule of law. For instance, Paul O'Neill was shot in the back and killed by police after he fled after allegedly sideswiping a police car during a chase. The 18-year-old was suspected of stealing a car. Corin Gaines was shot and killed when her 5-year-old son was shot by police after Gaines resisted arrest for a traffic warrant and allegedly threatened to shoot police. Police first shot at Gaines and then opened fire when she reportedly shot back at him. L'Oreal Singine was shot and killed by police after she approached him holding a small pair of medical scissors. The 27-year-old Native American woman was suspected of shoplifting. Now, none of these individuals will ever have the chance to stand trial, be found guilty, or serve a sentence for their alleged crimes because a police officer, in a split second, had already tried them, found them guilty, and sentenced them to death. Now, in every one of these scenarios, police could have resorted to less lethal tactics. They could have attempted to de-escalate and defuse the situation. This could have acted with reason and calculation instead of reacting with a killer instinct. That police instead chose to fatally resolve these encounters by using their guns on fellow citizens speaks volumes about what is wrong with policing in America today, where police officers are being dressed in trappings of war, drilled in the deadly art of combat, and trained to look upon every individual they interact with as an armed threat and every situation as a deadly force encounter in the making. Now, contrast those three fatal police shootings with a possible intervention that took place in my hometown of Charlottesville, Virginia. On August 1st, 2016, police responded to a call about a possible abduction of a 17-year-old girl. When they confronted the 46-year-old suspect, he reportedly threw a trash can at them and charged them with a knife. When he shouted to them, "Shoot me," they evaded him. When they refused to fire their guns, he stabbed himself in the chest. The officers then tased the man in order to subdue him. Yeah, that's right. They cuffed him up and threw him in the back of the police car. He went to jail, got booked, and went to trial. He's alive. So what's the difference between the first three scenarios and the last, apart from the lack of overly aggressive policing or trigger-happy officers? Ultimately, it comes down to training and accountability. And we'll get into that next little beehive mess next. Let's take the three-minute break here.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How to avoid this mission creep and reverse it? John Whitehead says ultimately it comes down to training and accountability. It's the difference between police officers who rank their personal safety above everybody else's, and police officers who understand that their jobs are to serve and protect. It's the difference between police trained to shoot to kill and police trained to resolve situations peacefully. Most of all, it's the difference between police who believe the law is on their side and the police who know that they will be held to account for their actions under the same law as everybody else. But unfortunately, more and more police are being trained to view themselves as distinct from the citizenry, to view their authority as superior to the citizenry, to view their lives as more precious than those of their citizen counterparts, instead of being taught to see themselves as mediators and peacemakers whose lethal weapons are to be used as a last resort. They are being drilled into acting like gunmen with their killer instincts who shoot to kill rather than merely incapacitate. Remember what I said about the situation in St. Louis? Yeah, that cop was assaulted. Later they found out, he was a robber. I would have taken out his knees. I don't give a damn if he was an 18-year-old super black dude, Superman. I would have taken out his damn knees. I would have drugged that pile of crap into jail, bleeding if I had to. But he would have went to jail. He would have been alive. We're approaching a breaking point. This policing crisis is far more immediate and concerning than the government's so-called war on terror or drugs. So why isn't more being done to address it? As he makes clear in his book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, there's too much money at stake, for one, and too much power. Those responsible for policing crisis are none other than the police unions that are helping police officers evade accountability for wrongdoing. The police academies that are teaching police officers that their lives are more valuable than the lives of those who they serve. A corporate military sector that is making a killing by selling military-grade weapons equipment, technology, and tactical training to domestic police agencies. A political establishment that is so dependent on campaign support and funding from the powerful police unions, and a police state that is transforming police officers into extension of the military in order to extend its reach and power. There is no longer any debate about good cops or bad cops. It's a tug of war between the constitutional republic America's founders intended and the police state we're fast becoming. As former Seattle Police Chief Norm Stamper recognized, policing is broken. Tragically, it has been broken from the very beginning of the institution. It has evolved as a paramilitary, bureaucratic, organizational arrangement that distances police officers from the communities they've sworn to protect and serve. When we have shooting after shooting after shooting that most people would define as at least questionable, it's time to look not just at a few bad apples, but the barrel. And I'm convinced that it's the barrel that is rotted. Not of a gun. I think he's talking about the apple barrel. So how do we fix what's broken? Stop the senseless shootings and bring about lasting reform? Well, for starters, stop with the scare tactics. In much the same way American citizens are being cocooned in a climate of fear, fear of terrorism, fear of extremism, fear of each other, by a government that knows exactly which buttons to push in order to gain the public's cooperation and compliance. Police officers are also being indoctrinated with the psychology of fear. That isn't the word used in law enforcement circles, of course, explains law professor Steph Strockton. Vigilant, attentive, cautious, alert, or observant are the terms that appear most often in police publications. But make no mistake here. Officers don't learn to be vigilant, attentive, cautious, alert, and observant just because it's fun. They do so because they're afraid. Fear is ubiquitous in law enforcement. Officers are constantly barraged with a message that they should be afraid, that their survival depends on it. I'll tell you what Stoughton wrote in the Harvard Law Review after the bottom of the hour break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Writing for the Harvard Law Review, Stoughton continues. He says, from their earliest days in the academy, would-be officers are told that their prime objective, the proverbial first rule of law enforcement, is to go home at the end of every shift. But they are taught that they live in an intensely hostile world, a world that is quite literally gunning for them. As early as the first days of the police academy, the dangers officers face are depicted in graphic and heart-wrenching recordings that capture a fallen officer's last moments. Death, they are told, is constantly a single small misstep away. Despite the propaganda being peddled by the government and the police unions, police today experience less on-the-job fatalities than they ever have historically. And let's take a look at those numbers. Defenders of the Police Militarization. This is a piece done by Daniel Beer. It's one of the links in the story. It's well worth the read. Go through it. Mateus in Canada, I'm not taking any calls at the moment. I'm going to get through this piece that I'm doing. Please call back when I open up the phone lines. Thank you. Defenders of the police militarization, such as that's on display in Ferguson, Missouri, often claim it's necessary to provide military gear to cops given how dangerous law enforcement has become. Indeed, in the name of war on terror and the war on drugs, the federal government has provided thousands of pieces of military-grade body armor, mine-resistant armored personnel carriers, assault rifles, grenade launchers, helicopters, night vision goggles. To local police and sheriffs, almost every county in America has received equipment from these programs. But has policing really gotten so dangerous we need to arm police officers like an invading army? The answer is no. And historically, it's never been safer to be a cop. To start with, few police officers die in the line of duty. Since 1900, 18,781 police officers have died from any work-related injury. That's an average of 164 a year. In absolute terms, officers' fatalities peaked in 1930 during alcohol prohibition at 297 for that year, spiking again in the 1970s before steadily declining ever since. If you look at police fatalities adjusted for the U.S. population, the decline is even starker. In 2013 was the safest year for American policing since 1875. In 2013, out of approximately 900,000 sworn police officers, 100 died from job-related injury. That's about 11.1 per 100,000, or taking the total population versus their 900,000, 0.01%. Policing doesn't even make it into the top 10 most dangerous American professions. Logging has a fatality rate 11 times higher. Fishing, 117 per 100,000. Pilot or flight engineer, 53.4 per 100,000. It's twice as dangerous to be a truck driver it is as being a cop at 22.1% per 100,000. Another point to bear in mind is not all officer fatalities are homicides. Out of the 100 deaths in 2013, 31 were shot. 11 were struck by a vehicle, 2 were stabbed, and 1 died in a bomb-related incident. Other causes of death were aircraft accident, automobile accidents, 28, motorcycle accidents, 4, falling, 6, drowning, 2, electrocution, 1, and job-related illnesses, 13. That's out of the 100 deaths for 2013, folks. Even assuming that half of these deaths were homicides, policing would have a murder rate of 5.55% per 100,000, compared to the average murder rate in U.S. cities, 5.6% per 100,000. It's more dangerous to live in Baltimore than to be a cop in 2014. Now, that's not to say the cops don't have sometimes a difficult job. They certainly do. They're required to have daily contact with drunks, mentally disabled, criminal suspects. Arrest can often lead to physical confrontation, assault, and sometimes injury. Police are constantly dragged into families and neighbors' petty squabbles. It can be stressful and sometimes a thankless task. But it isn't unusually deadly or dangerous. And it's safer today than ever before. The data do not justify the kinds of armor, weapons, insecurity, and paranoia being displayed by police across the country. Short of an outbreak or a landmine-related crime in America's heartland, there's no reason to deploy mine-resistant vehicles or 50-caliber machine guns to rural sheriff's departments. It's okay, Sheriff. You keep that 50. We're going to need it. Second point, level the playing field. Police are no more or less special than you or I. Their lives are no more valuable than any other citizens. Whether or not they wield a gun, police officers are public servants like all other government officials, which means that they work for us. They answer to us. We are their employers. While police are entitled to every protection afforded under the law, the same as any other citizen, they should not be afforded any special privilege. And most Americans, oblivious about their own rights, aren't even aware the police officers have their own Law Enforcement Officers' Bill of Rights, which protects police officers from being subjected to the kinds of debilitating indignities heaped upon the average citizen and grants police officers accused of a crime with special due process rights and privileges not afforded to the average citizen. Third point, require that police officers be trained in non-lethal tactics. According to the New York Times, a survey of 281 police agencies found that the average young officer received 58 hours of firearms training and 49 hours of defensive tactical training, but only 8 hours of de-escalating training or de-escalation training. So they get 100, what did they get here? 107 hours of tactical, yes, this is how you kill efficiently, to a lousy 8 hours of de-escalating a situation to make sure everybody goes home safe, or at least the bad guy goes to jail alive, not in a county morgue with a toe tag. In fact, the training regimens at nearly all the nation's police academies continue to emphasize military-style exercises, including significant hours spent practicing drill, formation, and saluting. If police officers are taking classes on how to shoot, maim, and kill, shouldn't they also be required to take part in annual seminars teaching de-escalation techniques and educating them about how to respect their fellow citizens' constitutional rights, especially under the First and Fourth Amendments? Congressional legislation has been introduced to require that police officers be trained in non-lethal force, go through crisis intervention training to help them deal with the mentally ill, and the use of the lowest level of force possible when responding to a threat. Unfortunately, the police unions are powerful and the politicians are greedy, and it remains unlikely that any such legislation will be adopted in a major election year. Fourth point, ditch the quasi-military obsession. Police forces were never, ever intended to be standing armies. Yet with police agencies dressing like the military in camouflage and armor, training with military, using military weapons, riding around in armored vehicles, recruiting military veterans, and even boasting military titles, one would be hard-pressed to distinguish between the two. Still, it's our job to make sure that we can distinguish between the two. And that means keeping the police in their place as civilians, non-military citizens, who are entrusted with protecting our rights. Fifth point, demilitarize. There are many examples of countries where police are not armed and dangerous, and they're no worse off for it. Indeed, their crime rates are low, and their police officers are trained to view every citizen as precious. Imagine that. For all the talk among politicians about gun violence and the need to enact legislation to make it more difficult for Americans to acquire weapons, little if nothing is being done to demilitarize and de-weaponize police. Indeed, Obama is actually reconsidering his limited ban on the flow of military gear to police. The problem is that the police are in any greater danger than before. They're not. Rather, By dressing as warriors, they're acting like warriors and increasing the danger inherent in every police encounter. Let me stop and ask you a question here. When you see a cop now, what's the first thing that runs through your head? God, I hope he's not looking at me. Or you see lights in your rearview mirror, the red and blue light boy is here, they come. Is he on a call? Is he chasing a speeder? Or is he after me? And then notice what your heart rate does, how your adrenaline starts to flow. Your body is reacting. Your mind is reacting from what you already know, that this could possibly be bad. Fear. Fear, folks. Sixth point, do away with the police warrior mindset in favor of a guardian approach. As Stoughton explains, counterintuitivity, the warrior mentality, makes policing less safe for both officers and civilians. It also creates avoidable violence by insisting on deference and compliance and increase the risk that other officers face in other encounters. The guardian approach, however, prioritizes service over crime fighting. It instructs officers that their interactions with community members must be more than legally justified. They must also be empowering, fair, respectful, and considerate. The guardian mindset emphasizes communication over command, cooperation over compliance, legitimacy over authority. And in a use of force context, the guardian emphasizes patience and restraint over control, stability over action. Seventh point. Stop making taxpayers pay for police abuses. Some communities are trying to require police to carry their own professional liability insurance. Now here's the logic behind it. Is that if police had to pay out of pocket for their own wrongdoing, they might be more cautious and less inclined to shoot first and ask questions later. Yeah. Boy, that ought to work, huh? Eighth. Stop relying on technology to fix what's wrong with this country. The body cameras haven't stopped the police shootings, and they won't as long as the cameras can be turned off at will while the footage remains inaccessible to the public. One North Carolina police department is even testing out a pilot machine learning system that learns to spot risk factors for unprofessional conduct and then recommend that officer for early intervention. Sounds a lot like pre-crime programs, but only aimed at police officers, which sends up its own warning signals. Ninth point, take a deep breath, because change takes time. As Stoughton warns, earning public trust will take decades and require rethinking how officers are trained, as well as the legal and administrative standards used to review police violence. It will require changing the very culture of policing by reaffirming that policing must be done with a community, not to a community. Tenth point. Stop being busybodies and snitches. Overcriminalization has partially fueled the drive to police everything from kids walking to the playground alone, and backyard chicken coops and front yard vegetable gardens. But let's start taking some responsibility here for our own communities and stop turning every minor incident into a reason to call the police. And once they show up, one misstep and people start dying. If not, your damn dog's dead. Or, I'm sorry, we got the wrong address. Sir, I didn't mean to kill your wife. I thought she was reaching for a gun. Or how about a baby sleeping in a bedroom and a flashbang flies through the window into the crib and blows half his face off? How's that one? Does that sound like safe, sound policing to you? Finally, support due process for everyone, not just the people in your little circles. Remember that you no longer have to be poor, black, or guilty to be treated like a criminal in America. All that's required is that you belong to the suspect class, also known as the citizenry of the American police state. As de facto member of the so-called criminal class, every U.S. citizen is now guilty until proven innocent.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Now, you could be the next person who gets shot by a police officer for moving the wrong way during a traffic stop, running the wrong way in the vicinity of a police officer, or defending yourself against a home invasion when the police show up at the wrong address in the middle of the night. People have been wrongfully shot and killed for these exact reasons. To stop judging and start holding your government officials accountable to ensuring that every American is granted due process of law, which means that no one can be deprived of life, liberty, or property by a government official without certain fair and legal procedures being followed. And there can be no justice in America when Americans are being killed, detained, and robbed at gunpoint by government officials on a mere suspicion of wrongdoing. Stop judging and start holding these people accountable. There can be no justice in America when Americans are being killed. Unfortunately, Americans have been so propagandized, politicized, and polarized that many feel compelled to choose sides between defending the police at all cost or painting them as dangerous, out of control. Nothing is ever that black and white, but there are a few things that can be sure of. America is not a battlefield. Make damn sure you know that. American citizens are not enemy combatants, and police officers, no matter how courageous, are not soldiers. And they're sure as hell not heroes, okay? Let me put that one out there. You have chosen your profession. Act like it. Don't demand respect. Earn it. I remember when I was a kid, I was a little bad boy. Cops were always batting an eye at me. I'm always driving a car that wasn't properly tagged, or I was always speeding or doing something hellacious. Not robbing and breaking and murdering and, no. Goofy, unthought out kid stuff. And you know what? In my heart of hearts, I always respected those guys. And even though that I was a little troublemaker, they never disrespected me, which looking back on it now, it's like I was living in a, well, I was living in a different century, maybe even the one before. Therein lies the problem here. We've allowed the government to create the alternate reality in which freedom is secondary to security, and the rights of the citizenry are less important than the authority of the government. This way lies madness. The longer we wait to burst the bubble on this false Crimea, the harder it will be to return to a time when police were public servants and freedom actually meant something, and the greater risk to both police officers and the rest of citizenry. And something's got to be done, and right soon. The police state wants us versus them dichotomy. It wants us to turn on each other, distrust each other, and be at each other's throats while it continues amassing power. It wants police officers who act like military and the citizens who cower in fear. It wants a suspect society. It wants us to play by its rules instead of holding it accountable to the rule of law. The best way to beat a police state: don't play by their rules. Make them play by ours instead. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Don't dare touch that dial. We'll take your calls. 800-313-9443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.